This is the Inland Journal from Spokane Public Radio. I'm Doug Nadvornik. So here's the context for this first story. It's about the Spokane School District and its quest to make sure that its schools are good places for kids to learn.
We have a long-range bond plan in the school district that we started back in 2003.
This is Associate Superintendent Mark Anderson.
And the plan at the time was simply to replace Spokane's old schools or modernize them. And we had plenty of them at the time. Also to keep our schools well maintained, that until it was their turn to get, you know, renovated, and funded technology and funded safety and security. And the original plan was, you know, every 6 years we would do a set of projects, and then we would say, okay, who's next?
And that seemed to work well. The district proposed projects and every 6 years asked voters for money to do them, and the voters said yes, and new schools were built and old ones renovated. But as so often happens in life, there were complications.
The plan was not built around the school district growing, and the plan wasn't built around, we didn't know at the time, that the state legislation would define basic education of having kindergarten through third grade classes small, about 17 students per teacher. And those two factors alone mean that we have to have four or five more elementary schools.
Or
at least three more middle schools.
That, of course, would mean a significant public investment. So that brings us to the current situation. The district is planning for its next bond issue in 2021, and it's trying to decide which way to go. That means figuring out the best way to get to the state's mandated class size ratio for the early grades. The district created a committee of parents, staff, and community members to identify options for reconfiguring the district's schools. That committee decided on three.
One of the options that we're looking at is changing from our current kindergarten through sixth grade elementary school configuration, seventh and eighth grade middle school, and 9 through 12 high school. We've had this particular configuration since the 70s. So Spokane has had that, they're used to this current configuration. So that is one where actually studying the pros and cons, because things have changed over time.
Anderson says this configuration is not the norm among school districts in the state. About 1 in 6 middle schools have 7th and 8th graders only. The most prevalent model is the second option presented by the configuration committee.
Another one that we're studying is kindergarten through 5th grade with 6, 7, 8 middle schools. And what are the pros and cons of that configuration?
He says about 70% of the districts in Washington use that model.
How does the day work for 6th graders? Are they isolated from 7th and 8th graders, or are they, you know, part of their day with 6th grade and then they go out for electives and so forth? And then the other one we've been looking at is kindergarten through 8th grade and 9 through 12 high school. And we actually have one K-8. Here in Spokane. Spokane Public Montessori now is kindergarten through 8th grade. And so we're looking at that configure. What are the pros and cons of that configuration as well?
The district's committee is holding a series of public forums this month to present the options. We went to a meeting Tuesday evening at Gary Middle School.
So my name's Adam Swinyard, and I'm the chief academic officer for the district.
Swinyard presented the options to a small group of parents in the school's cafeteria, and then he sent them off into small groups to talk with district administrators. At one table were three or four parents who have children in Mullen Road School in the South Hill. One mother said that school is running out of space. She suggested it might be a good idea to move the sixth graders up to middle school to alleviate that problem. But another worried that many sixth graders aren't ready to be exposed to the temptations of dating and drugs and other things that seventh and eighth graders talk about in middle schools. Afterward, we talked with two of the women from that table. Ashley Evola teaches some of those sixth graders at Grant Elementary in the South Hill. She prefers moving them to middle school.
Not only from the curriculum perspective, where we are already in middle school curriculum, and so As a teacher, it's hard to collaborate with the rest of my school, besides my grade level partner, because we don't have that resource.
And from the social perspective?
They're ready to go to middle school. And especially during this time of the year, when we're getting to the end of sixth grade, I start to see more and more that they would be really successful, not only emotionally, but I think they would skyrocket in academics, having those options, you know, those electives, all the STEM opportunities that they're going to get in middle school. I think having those a grade lower in sixth grade, it would just be amazing for them.
With another view is Trudy Nesbitt, who prefers the kindergarten through eighth grade model.
For one thing, you have the older kids who can help the younger kids, who can be role models for the younger kids. The older kids, they aren't being forced to grow up so quickly. You know, they're still with younger kids. They can have a little bit more of a childhood. They're not being pushed into that whole dances and whatever in the eighth grade that they get in junior high. That's my favorite, but that is everyone else's least favorite.
The next forum will be tonight, Thursday, at 7 at Chase Middle School, with two more meetings next week, Tuesday at Salk, Thursday at Shaw. Some of the talk at Gary focused on the question of which is the best financial option. Is it a better investment to build new middle schools or new elementary schools? And so we asked Associate Superintendent Mark Anderson.
From just a pure cost standpoint, it would probably be more economical to build three more middle schools, so a 6-7-8 configuration, than the current K-6, where we'd have to probably build about five more elementary schools. Either way we go, no matter what we do, school boundaries are going to have to change. And so that's always a sensitive topic, you know, because folks get used to their neighborhood school. There would be less boundary changes in moving sixth graders up than building five more elementary schools. You'd have to pretty much change all the boundaries for elementary schools in the district.
But the question of how to rejigger school boundaries will wait until next year. The Grade Configuration Committee has three more public forums, including one tonight, Thursday, at 7 at Chase Middle School, with two more meetings next week, Tuesday at Salk, Thursday at Shaw. And then it will make a recommendation to the school board, which is due to choose one of the three options later this spring. By the way, we have more of our discussion with Mark Anderson on the Spokane Public Radio website. We talk about potential sites for new schools, the search for land, and about how you can be more involved in the public process. Go to the Inland Journal page on our website to hear more about this.